How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hour number two, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, presented by TJ Anderson Homes of Benchmark Realty, where their advanced pay by TJ option can save you thousands when selling your home. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knazovic here with you on this Wednesday morning. We'll have Paul Kuharski live in studio from 8 to 9 o'clock. So looking forward to that discussion with PK going up here in the next hour. We'll take your thoughts in the meantime. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. Ron on the text line says, what do you think about getting Hendon Hooker and Jalin Hyatt in the draft? Could land both of them. It'd be hard to do.
Hey, Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase work out pretty well.
They did.
Wouldn't exactly be the exact same thing as that, but
a little different.
A little different, but I don't hate quarterbacks and receivers who had a great connection in college than being on the same NFL team.
I don't hate it either. I mean, I guess in order to do that, you would trade. I guess you'd have to take Hooker at 11 and then take Hyatt, hope that, or either trade back up and get Hyatt,
or
one of the two.
Or you could trade back and get Hooker and still get Hyatt 41. That's possible.
WHMR, the homer.
Nice. I love that. You don't think so? No way? No way Hyatt's at 41?
No.
Okay. I don't know, man. You're probably right, because, again, it's always with any of this stuff, it's one team. But I'm not ruling that out.
Jared from Spring Hill in the text line says, dang, Joe, are you going to be able to handle that much Paul for an hour?
Well, we'll find out.
We will.
Hey, let me tell you something. The great thing about having him in the studio is I can actually throw his ass into a wall if I need to. You know what I mean? Whereas I just want to strangle him through the phone, it doesn't work out. I actually can physically impose myself on him here.
Yes.
Beautiful. I hope he didn't hear that. I don't want him to be afraid to come in.
Yes. Come on in, Paulie.
Sure, he'll be terrified at that point. So, Joe, the final mock draft at The Athletic is out, heading into the draft, which begins tomorrow, and you are part of this mock draft that has been put together. We're almost done with mock draft season here. And
so sad.
It's very sad. Lots of interesting selections here in the mock draft from The Athletic heading into it. But there's a guy that we've been talking a whole lot about who, by the way, is generating some interesting conversation right now of exactly where he could go in this draft that you ended up taking at number 11 here with the Tennessee Titans. And that, of course, is a player that we spent a lot of time talking about yesterday, and that is Will Levis, quarterback out of Kentucky. In this draft, he's got it making down to 11. And by the way, correct me if I'm wrong in this draft, but you have the opportunity, should you choose to do so, to put together some trades in this draft if that's the way that that things shake out.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I went to my guy Michael Sean Duggar, who covers the Seahawks, because I thought at 5, I might need to go up to 5 to get Levis. You know, of course, again, in this draft, you know, you got it was QB heavy, man. So, I mean, Mike Jones, our guy, you know, drafted for the Texans, he doesn't buy the Stroud slide scenario. So, you know, then you get into, if that were the case, if those two guys went 1-2, or, you know, went before the Colts pick, then it's like you assume the Colts are picking between Richardson and Levis. And it's going to be interesting if that's the case. I mean, I have no idea. I really do believe that there's so much buzz about the Colts liking Levis that I think it's misinformation.
I think it might be.
And I could be wrong. I mean, I know that this now puts me with Agent 31. Agent 31 and I are on this. But it is, like,
repelling from
that
the ceiling.
Stuff. Yeah. That stuff does happen. Like, when it's that much out there, you're like, that seems – and, of course, especially if there's an alternative to him.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, frankly, I would take Richardson over Levis, you know. But what I did was, with the Titans, I said, you know what? You got to get the quarterback. And I proceeded as if the Titans love Will Levis, which I think they might. I don't know if they do, but I think they might. So I did talk to the Seahawks. Their price was way too high. I could find it in our little Slack messages. Yeah, in fact, I will.
GM Joe.
Yeah, I will find it because it was like, dude, come on.
But, you know you can finesse the Lions, though.
As Michael Sean. Well, no, he's the. Well, I actually, so I think I went to the Lions and they actually didn't want to deal. And my guy Colton Pouncey. Okay, so number 5 and 198, okay, sixth rounder to the Titans. Titans send 11 back, obviously. And then their third rounder. And then their first rounder next year. Now, look, I mean, his point was, you know, that's basically what Miami gave up to get Waddle in 21.
Yep.
So, you know, QB prices are technically supposed to. Because what I said was Stroud off the board should cut the price down for me. You know?
Yep.
And anyway, I was like, okay, no. Bye.
Okay.
And then I talked to Sean Reed, who covers the Raiders for us, about eight. Yes, friend of the show to Sean Reed. And basically, we started going back and forth, and I'm like, you know what? I don't think you're taking Levis, and I don't think the Falcons are taking Levis. They got Desmond Ridder. Or I'm sorry, the Raiders are at 7.
Correct.
I don't think the Falcons are taking Levis. I think they're going to ride with Ridder, and the Bears certainly aren't taking a quarterback. And the Eagles certainly aren't taking quarterback. The risk is
somebody else moves
somebody
up.
Else jumping up. And believe me, all these fake GMs were like, who wants to jump the Titans? I mean, they're basically just talking trash about me. Who wants to come up and jump in front of the Titans? But no one did. And so I got Will Levis at number 11. You're welcome, Nashville. Celebrate. Rejoice.
I love you making all these moves. GM Joe, I didn't know it was this intense, the draft.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah. Well, I think in our first mock draft, I tried to get one from the Bears because the Bears still had it then from our Bears writer, and I was like throwing Simmons in the hole, but he wouldn't go for it, man.
I mean, there are negotiations going on right now between some people that are maybe drafting later on the Stillman & Company program.
That's right. So you and Jared are already wheeling and dealing.
We'll
huh?
see what happens.
Interesting.
We'll see what happens. Nothing official yet, but we'll see what happens on that front. So Will Levis selected by Joe Rexrode at number 11 overall for the Tennessee Titans, and he's so interesting right now because we talked about the report yesterday of, I think it was Darren Avell that put it out there, that on like the Point Bet Sportsbook, he had gone from 50-1 odds to 20-1 odds to then 10-1 odds to be the number one overall pick ahead of Bryce Young. And it's funny, like I'm looking, and I did this earlier kind of before the show just to compare where FanDuel had it. So at FanDuel right now, the odds to be the number one pick, Bryce Young still the heavy, heavy favorite at minus 1,000. Will Levis is number two at plus 600, and that's ahead of C.J. Stroud, who's plus 2,500. So the gap between Levis and Stroud is enormous, plus 600 for Levis, plus 2,500 for Stroud to be the number one overall pick.
Yeah. Yeah, and the fact that, I mean, it's amazing that, what was the name of the
Point
one?
Bets Sportsbook.
Yeah, Point Bets, yeah. Yeah.
From a Reddit post.
Scouring Reddit.
50-1 to 10-1.
Scouring the Reddit comments. As someone has said, like, Twitter has become so unreliable now, like, Reddit is now the, Reddit's like our source now for information.
Yeah.
Jared from Spring Hill, if they draft Levis, I'm out at 11 or at 162. So even if they can get Levis as an UDFA and just bring him in, you're like, nah, I don't. If he steps foot in the facility, I'm out as a Titans fan.
He already has.
He has stepped foot in there.
Yeah, but I mean, as an official member of the team.
Correct.
I know.
Yeah.
Michael on the text line says, is it just me or is this year's draft more unpredictable than usual? After Bryce Young at 1, what happens in picks 2 through 5? Guys, what's going to happen tomorrow? This is going to be fun, and people have been talking about this. You know, I think McShay said something about it yesterday, like this could be the most unpredictable first part of the draft that we've seen in quite some time. I'm really interested to see how this plays out, and the uncertainty of the quarterbacks is a big part of how this thing's going to shake out tomorrow in the first round.
Yeah, it's just because I thought basically we'd settle into, you know, we'd settle into Young, Stroud, Young, 1-2, and then still it's wild and unpredictable and fun from right there. But this whole thing with Stroud and this whole thing with the Texans makes it even more fun and wild, and also possibly worth making fun of the Texans for. Of making fun of the Texans for? Of? Dude.
Just say making fun of the Texans. 615-737-1025.
Sorry, I just had a preposition meltdown.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. Make sure you don't miss Nashville's best NFL draft coverage on 1025-1063 The Game. You can join Caroline Fenton, Derek Mason, and Chris Sanders on location as we broadcast live for day two of the draft this Friday. We'll be out at the Inglewood Wing Stop located at 3300 Gallatin Pike, where flavor gets its wings. The first 100 people to stop by during the draft will receive a coupon for 5 free boneless wings for their next visit. We'll continue the draft conversation coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063 The Game. Welcome back in. Rob Bean, Rex Road, 1025-1063 The Game. Streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by Superbook. We are live from our 1025 The Game studio. Brought to you by Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. Taking your thoughts, 615-737-1025. Speaking of that, I have a family four-pack to give away to the Franklin Rodeo coming up on May 18th. Be caller number 5, 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025, caller number 5, will win a family four-pack to the Franklin Rodeo coming up on May 18th. 615-737-1025. You look like you have something to say.
Well, I just want to thank Ricky Merritt for comparing me to apparently famous jazz saxophonist Dave Koz
with
the smooth, rich, mahogany voice.
It's great.
Football Another F-Word just tweeted out a picture of Dave Koz. He looks like a nice guy.
He does.
Actually, you know, he's got like the jacket over his shoulder. He has a saxophone on one arm. Look at the bicep, man.
That's kind of ripped.
Dave Koz gets in the gym.
Kind of ripped.
Go. Anybody out there who knew who Dave Koz was, let us know.
Yes. 615-737-1025. Ricky on the text line.
A different Ricky, we think.
Yeah, different Ricky, we think. Just like most people right now during convention season, I don't know what that is, tomorrow night at the draft, the Nashville fan base will get a kick out of the Titans grabbing Hendon Hooker at number 11. He's the second best overall talent behind Richardson. It takes a year to heal. Ryan Tannehill stays with class to get to leave at the end of the year. And we have a local cult hero. This is from Ricky on the text line.
How often has it worked out in the NFL where, like, the local college hero or localish college hero goes to the pro team and it works out great?
I don't know. Kenny Pickett just got drafted by Pittsburgh.
Yep.
We'll see.
No, we'll see with that one.
But, yeah, not very often. I'm trying to think.
I mean, any of the Cowboys QBs ever been from, like, a Texas school? Where'd Danny White go to college? He was good. There's got to be some that I'm not thinking of, but, man.
Doesn't happen very often.
It doesn't happen very often. I think there's extra pressure. Totally different situation, but, like, Charles Rogers, very tragic story. And a kid, you know, really, I mean, he wasn't a kid to me when I covered him, but just a great guy and a really tragic story, Charles Rogers. Anything but the Detroit Lions drafting him would have been better for his life. And that's a different situation, but I don't know. I think sometimes that added pressure and also all the people, and Hendon Hooker he's from North Carolina, so it's a little different. But if you have, like, all the people and your families and friends who now are, like, asking for tickets and just all around you all the time, too, yep. I think sometimes it's good to get away from that.
You want to know one of the teams that is really intriguing to me that we've not talked a whole lot about, especially as it relates to the quarterback position? Seattle at 5, because they've got number 5 pick and they've got the number 20 pick. And the most popular thing that I've seen in terms of them taking a quarterback is they pick whoever at number 5, whether it's, you know, Jalen Carter or Tyree Wilson or whoever it would be. And then at number 20, if Hendon Hooker is still there, then they take Hendon Hooker at number 20. I've seen that on quite a few mock drafts. And I'm not saying it couldn't play out that way. But I guess what I am saying is if Seattle wants to take a quarterback, would they not consider that at number 5? Like if you want a quarterback and like a Will Levis or an Anthony Richardson are there, would you do that at number 5 rather than Hendon Hooker at 20?
Well, I don't know how you could rule it out. Again, it should be, oh, here's the guy we believe is great. I mean, just because it's a better value to get Hendon Hooker, if you think Will Levis is way better than him, then yeah, wouldn't you do that? I don't think you can rule them out for doing that.
Well, even, you know, even Richardson, right? Like, if Richardson is there, I mean, I think most people agree that he's a guy who needs to sit for a year, and you have Geno Smith that you just signed to that deal. Now, you know, at some point, Anthony Richardson is going to have to play, but if you're taking a quarterback, and look, maybe Seattle may not take a quarterback. Like, they may take two guys in the first round that can help them immediately, and that's just the way that they go. But if they are considering taking a quarterback, like, I've seen almost nobody other than Tannenbaum having them taking Hooker at number five, have them taking a quarterback with a number five pick. And to my thing is, like, if you're going to take one at either 5 or 20, why would you not consider taking one at 5?
Tannenbaum had Hooker going 5?
Yeah, he did.
Tannenbaum.
A few weeks ago.
I love the hot takes from Tannenbaum. Yeah, no, you can't rule them out. I'm not even ruling out, you know, the Falcons. I mean, it would be curious, and it would not be a good commentary on how they feel about Desmond Ridder. But I think if any of these teams in there, obviously the Raiders, I mean, they got a bridge quarterback right now. Any of these teams in there believe that, you know, they're in love with one of these quarterbacks and they're available, I think you could see it happen. And you could see a lot of them bump up too. I mean, now we got this. So football and other F words, speaking of him, great Dave Koz tweet, but also a more relevant tweet to our discussion about, and this is, I guess it's Jeremy Fowler talking that, this is Reed, okay? Jordan Reed saying he thinks that Stroud's slide could be similar to Justin Fields, who went at 11. There's no way he gets past Tennessee at that spot. Can you imagine if Stroud falls
all the way to 11?
I
would just be so surprised. Not saying it couldn't happen, because we've seen things like that happen before, but he's not falling to 11, right?
I mean, I would be stunned. If so, then basically S2 runs the world now. I mean, I can't see it. But there's talk. And look, we've had plenty of drafts where quarterbacks went stunningly low relative to where they were supposed to go, including your guy.
Yeah. Former guy.
Your former guy.
Yeah. No, it's worth keeping an eye on. Like, even, I mean, I guess I'm looking at the people picking directly in front of the Titans, and we know, like you said in your mock draft, we know Chicago's not taking a quarterback, and we know that Philadelphia's not taking a quarterback. I mean, Atlanta, I don't think, is taking a quarterback. They just took Desmond Ridder last year and want to see what he is. But Vegas could take a quarterback. I don't think Detroit's taking one, but, I mean, I guess if they love one, yeah, they could.
I wouldn't rule that out.
Seattle could take one. I mean, there's a lot of these teams that could take one. And that's why the idea of maybe having to trade up is so intriguing for the Titans.
Right, like, you feel really good about 9 and 10 not taking quarterbacks. But other than that, no, I wouldn't rule the Lions out. I mean, it's like, if, you know, if you go by your board and you are one of those teams and you don't expect one of the quarterbacks, you're not going to move up, but you don't expect him to be there, and then all of a sudden they're there, the Lions at 6, like, holy crap, Anthony Richardson's there? Yeah, we think he's actually going to be great. Boom. I mean, Jared Goff was good last year, but he's a bridge quarterback too,
I think.
Well,
till they go on a Super Bowl run this year.
I mean, he has been in the Super Bowl. He did lead a team to the Super Bowl.
He has done that. That is for sure. But, I mean, also, like, the Arizona part of this continues to be really intriguing, because I think that they want to move down. But it's also, like, I don't think that's a new thought. So if you're Arizona, like, if that deal was going to be made, why has it not been made to this point? Like, even the San Francisco trade, when they moved up to number 3 to get Trey Lance, they made that, you know, days before the draft actually happened. I think it was like a week before the draft actually happened. So if Arizona was going to trade out, why has that not happened yet?
Well, I think some of the answer may be Houston, though, because if I'm a team thinking about it, like, if everybody knows Stroud, Young Stroud, okay, and you basically know where it's going to be at 3, then go ahead, right? But because of the uncertainty, I mean, I think there's some teams out, and even from the Arizona perspective, there may be a team out there who's like, whoa, Stroud? Oh, now send the farm to them. We know he's there.
Right.
Go. Whereas, so I think the Houston uncertainty at least kind of can explain that.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. Let's go to our 1025 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Adam in Portland. Adam, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, Robbie. Hey, Joe. So, All right, so I'm back to listening again real hard. I checked out for like a week, man. I'm just sitting here going, God, can't take any more quarterback talk. But still, man, I'm still on board with, like, this is where we were last year. The last time we saw the Titans play football, Josh Dobbs is our quarterback. And he looked pretty good for the most part, right? Like, I was impressed with his small body of work. And I thought he moved well in the pocket. He threw the ball with accuracy, but dudes were dropping it. I wasn't sitting here going, man, you know what we need? We need a young guy behind this offensive line and a young guy throwing to these receivers. No, it's not what we need. Like, we need something else. We need, like, stud, beastly dudes up front who are going to protect and, you know, build some continuity with the guys that we already have here. I wasn't going, let's go ahead and, you know, mortgage everything. And I've heard it for the last 2 months. I've heard, well, if you fix the quarterback, I don't think now's the time to do that. So I'm really hoping. I know there's like a 50-50 split. I'm really hoping we don't draft a quarterback. I would be so disappointed. I'll call you guys and tell you how disappointed I am that day. But, like, I'll be so disappointed if they draft a quarterback.
Hey, thanks for the call, Adam. I do wonder how many people – feel that way. And for to Austin from Clarksville's question on the text line, he says, do you think if the Titans don't go quarterback and just pick a wide receiver or an offensive lineman that the fan base will react negatively? I wonder how many people are Team Adam in this discussion and how many people are, man, if they pick a wide receiver or an offensive lineman, we're going to go nuts.
I know media will be mad.
Well, it's all that matters, right?
Exactly. No, I do think that there's a pretty – high expectation now because all we talk about is quarterbacks, that there's going to be a quarterback picked. But look, there's plenty of people who are like Adam. It's like, build a better football team. There's other, you know, at some point you have to figure it out. If it's not right this year, then you don't force it. And I agree with that.
Make sure you tune in for Nashville Sounds Baseball tonight at 6:35 on 94.9 The Fan. Sounds taking on the Omaha Storm Chasers, the AAA affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. Sounds Baseball on 94.9 The Fan, presented by 312 Pizza, Farm Bureau Health Plans, and Family Leisure. We'll have more discussion on the NFL Draft coming up next. The Rex Rant with Joe Rexrode coming up at 7:45. And Paul Kuharsky from paulkuharsky.com in studio from 8 to 9 o'clock. All that ahead. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, The Game. Tune in to Nashville's best NFL draft coverage on 102.5, 106.3 The Game for the first three rounds coming up tomorrow and Friday. Coverage presented by Parman Tractor and Equipment, thenewcumberland.com, Smoky Mountain Tops, Parman Energy, B&B Flooring, and the Nashville Sheriff. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knazovic here with you on this Wednesday morning. Taking your thoughts on the Titans and the NFL draft, 615-737-1025. Let's go to our 1025 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Thomas. Thomas, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, guys. I don't know. Being a Titans fan ever since they hit the scene here, kind of what I've seen is they try to, I don't know, it's almost like they try to force players into a position. If you look at the past draft records, we wasted a whole lot of them on things that could have been but never developed. I think, honestly, I'm like the last caller said, you know, I'm going to be pretty disappointed if we grab yet another quarterback. I would rather see something be built around Derrick Henry, because we seen last year when that's all you got, you don't have nothing. We need a few A.J. Browns to give the RPO game a little gas. And that's just me anyway.
Yep,
y'all have a good day.
You too, Thomas. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. It'd be great if they could find an A.J. Brown type of guy in this draft. Problem is, who is that? Is that – I mean, look, if you think that's Jackson Smith and Jigba, then I'd take a long, hard look at that at number 11 for sure. I don't know that I'm convinced that's who he is, but maybe he is.
They got A.J. Brown in the second round.
They did.
They could get like a Jonathan Mingo in the second round, who, by the way, is a physical Ole Miss receiver.
He is.
I don't think that he's A.J. Brown part deux, but that's just a tremendous pick back then. And just goes to show you that, like, look, I will say here on WHMR that I think Cedric Tillman.
The homer.
I think Cedric Tillman has a lot of things to offer in this league. He could be a really nice value in that second round.
Yeah, I'm intrigued to see where he goes. JD from Brentwood on the text line says, have we gotten to the point where we don't consider anyone a good, solid NFL quarterback? It seems like we put everyone into one of three categories. Number one, a star. Number two, a bridge guy. Or number three, a rookie/prospect. This is from JD in Brentwood.
Well, I think there's a lot of good NFL quarterbacks, including the quarterback who's here. And that's the thing is, if the Titans draft someone this year, what are the chances that quarterback, and when will it happen, has a season at quarterback as good as Tannehill's 2019 or 2020? That's a high bar.
It's a high bar.
So I think I hear what you're saying. I do think that, you know, bust is probably used a little bit too liberally, and there are, like, it's like there's shades, just like with anything, you know, there's shades of gray. Everything's not black and white. But look, if you take a quarterback this high, if you take a quarterback in the top of the draft, where you could, I mean, you have your pick of the best players, or at least the best projected players at any other position. You take a quarterback there, then you're not taking that quarterback there to be a good, solid quarterback.
Right.
You're taking them to be a great quarterback. And people keep chasing it and keep chasing it and keep chasing it because that's really the most important thing in this league.
Caleb on the text line says, I'd be fine with the Titans drafting a quarterback. I would just prefer Tannehill to still be the starter next year so we can still be a competitive team. Hopefully Tannehill stays healthy so we don't have to throw a quarterback in that isn't ready on the field. Now, my question to that would be, I hear that thought process, and that could be the way it goes. How competitive are you going to be if you spend a first-round pick on a quarterback that's not going to come in and help your team immediately, and we already know the other holes that this team has, especially on the offensive side of the ball? Like, if Ryan Tannehill's your quarterback next year, okay. But if you don't spend a first-round pick on an offensive lineman or a wide receiver to help him, I get the idea of taking the quarterback. We've talked a lot about that. But how competitive are you going to be given what the rest of this offense looks like right now?
Well, if you don't give up any other picks and you just are able to pick at 11 or – well, yeah, I guess it'd be either 11 or you'd be moving up to the late first, unless you're taking one of the – you know, I mean, Haener and some of these other quarterbacks, you know, are in there too. But – if you don't sacrifice any picks and you make a great pick of a receiver like in the second round and you make a good pick of maybe an interior offensive lineman and you get another tight end and your defense has great health luck, then, yeah, you could be pretty good still. Derrick Henry still – is he great next year? Offensive line, all these picks, Dillard and Brunskill, all these guys work out. Yeah, you'd be pretty good. That's a lot of ifs, a lot of things.
That's a lot of ifs.
But even if you don't go the quarterback route, okay, so,
still
you,
a lot of
so you have one extra pick, and yes, that should be an impact player, but all those questions still linger, which is kind of why picking a quarterback makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, kind of is why. Makes sense. Anthony says, what happens if Tannehill has the best year of his career this year? What do you do then? We've talked about that. Like, if Tannehill plays really well, what happens then? Now, first off, like, if you've made the decision to draft a quarterback at number 11, or if you move up, it doesn't really matter how Tannehill plays this year. He could play lights out, and you're probably still going with the quarterback you picked at 11, would be my guess.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember how well Alex Smith played in 2017. I think he had a good year. Like, Alex Smith played in 2017, not like some guy who was at the very – obviously, later he had the awful injury and everything.
Yep.
He was good. You'll let him, you know, they won the division. They blew it in the playoffs against the Titans. But he had a good year, and yet it was still kind of like, yep. Yeah. Now, granted, that was also in tandem with, you guys wouldn't believe what this Mahomes kid can do in practice and everything like that. A little bit different than, say, I don't know, Jordan Love.
Well.
You know, so there was, but yeah, it is interesting. What if Tannehill has like a career year and they've done this? Yeah, I mean, I think you've still sort of. well, made your bed.
I mean, Alex Smith, you're right. They won the division, and he threw 26 touchdowns and 5 picks and 4,000 yards. Like, he's pretty good.
And it was last still year. Like, thanks, Alex.
And then they got beat by Marcus Mariota and the Titans in the playoffs.
Well, look, when a quarterback's going to throw touchdown passes to himself, what are you going to do?
It's a great question.
But, yeah, so Alex Smith was still really good quarterback in the NFL at that time. And yet, they didn't feel like they could take that final step with him, and they turned out to just make an incredible choice there.
I still remember Patrick Mahomes' preseason game that year, his rookie year against the Titans, where he rolled out and threw one off his back foot like 65 yards on a rope down the field. And I was like, who's that guy? Oh, my gosh. That was awesome.
Just wait till that guy is Joe Milton doing the same thing.
Can't wait. Let's go back to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Chris from Atlanta. Chris, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I don't understand the need for us to take a quarterback in the first round as early as we are, especially, Joe, your pick of Will Levis. I get it. He's a good quarterback, but that's just it. He's just good. He's not great. I mean, last year, or not this past season, but the year before, he had all the pieces in front of him. He had a capable offensive line. He had a capable offensive coordinator. He had weapons around him, and he was able to do what he did. You take all those pieces away, and he wasn't that great. So I'm not understanding the hype around him, I guess. You know you're going to start a new quarterback next year because you're not going to have Ryan Tannehill. Why not get the pieces around him, around the quarterback this year, and then next year go draft your quarterback? Because, yeah, everybody's hyping up Caleb Williams. That's fine, but there's also plenty of other quarterbacks that are capable in the 2024 draft. You have Drake May. You have Bo Nix. You have Michael Penix Jr. You have Sam Hartman. You have all these choices that are coming out next year, too. So I don't understand what the reasoning is for us to say, let's just go ahead and go get an offensive lineman. Go get a wide receiver. Go get positions that could potentially help this quarterback in the future. Don't go – I mean, if you want to draft a quarterback, say, Hendon Hooker later on, that's fine. But go ahead and get the pieces around him that way they can succeed. That's what I would say. But just want to hear your thoughts. Thanks, guys, for taking my call.
Yep, thanks for the call, Chris. Notice he did not have Joe Milton in that list.
Yeah, and how are you going to list – yeah, list Sam Hartman and Penix and not Joe Milton. For shame, Chris. Everything that he said there is fine. I mean, look, the answer to that is that makes sense. You said good, not great, but in the building over here, they might say, yeah, Will Levis can be great. We believe he can be. That's it. And it comes down to the information that we don't have, which is what the actual evaluation in the building is of all these guys. And maybe they feel the same way, like, eh, Bryce Young. I mean, if they feel like me, I feel like Bryce Young's going to be great, and I'm sketchy on all these guys. I mean, you know, my mock draft was basically just guessing what I think they'll do. But I don't know what they actually think about Will Levis.
Well, look, if the Titans in that building don't believe that Will Levis has a chance to be great or don't believe that Anthony Richardson has a chance to be great, then they're not going to take him.
No way.
This conversation will be a moot point at that point. They'll take an offensive lineman or a wide receiver or whatever it'll be, but they're not going to take one of these guys unless they believe that he can be great.
But if they do, Chris, they just disagree with you.
Right.
So they just have a different evaluation than you do. And look, they have way more information than any of us have. You mentioned Drake May. Drake May, and we'll see. Sometimes he sees change, but I think Drake May is going to be – I think Drake May could even push for the one. I think it'll be Caleb Williams, but Drake May is – it's like 1A, 1B. So you're not going to get a crack at either of those two guys.
Well, that's the thing. Like we can talk about – fixing things around the quarterback position so that whenever you take them, they're better prepared to succeed. And I get the idea there. But to me, doing that also makes it harder to find the quarterback, which is ultimately what it's all about.
Right. And you just – sometimes it just doesn't work out that way. You can't do it exactly like you want it. If you have an opportunity, and being at 11 is an opportunity that's rare for this franchise lately, then – you have to explore the possibility.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. 615-737-1025. Coming up next, it's time for the Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad. You can check it out every morning at 745. We will do that next. This is Robbie and Rexroad, 1025-1063 The Game.
Sometimes he wakes up on the wrong side of the bed. And sometimes he's just, well, Joe.
Awkward moment? Let's do it.
This is the Rex Rant, now on Robbie and Rex Road.
And it is that time of the day, time for the Rex Rant with Joe Rex Road. You can check it out every morning at 7:45 here on the program. Either the Rex Rant, the Red Rant with Michelle, or the Rob Rant with me. Today it's Joe's turn. Joe, the floor is yours. With Kokomo in the background, I turn things over to you.
Thank you. And, yeah, I think that I've kind of probably briefly ranted on this about, 100 times.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I know, in the lead up to the draft. But I want to take a little more time with this now, okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to go through the history of let's go through like Ohio State quarterbacks in the NFL draft.
Yes, Rex, this is needed.
So, Woody Hayes had an incredible national championship team in 1968. Incredible
Woody
team.
Woody Hayes.
The great Woody Hayes, the late great Woody Hayes, and his quarterback, a tough son of a gun named Rex Kern. By golly, I mean, that team was loaded. They had pros all over the field.
Any relation to Brett
Kern? I don't believe so.
Okay.
No. But Rex Kern, great quarterback of that team. And that team, if you ever watch any old, like Woody Hayes, if you ever watch old Michigan Ohio State games, Woody Hayes, Bo Schembechler, it is brutal football to watch. It's just option football, and it's just, there's some little creativity here and there, but for the most part, it is just absolutely smack. I mean, 3 yards in a cloud of dust, there's a reason that term was invented. So that team, a national championship undefeated team, which then the next year's team was supposed to do the same thing and got upset by Bo Schembechler in his first year, was led by Rex Kern. And Rex Kern, as he looked at the NFL, they're like, you know, Rex, you'd be a great safety. And that's what he was.
Sure.
So that is a little example of Ohio State's history with quarterbacks, which has nothing to do with today. Just like it doesn't matter that, like, Mike Tomczak was a free agent who Bears fans of a certain age will remember Mike Tomczak. Boy, was he bad. Tom Tupa, better punter than a quarterback. You've got, over the years, you get into the John Cooper era. You got Bobby Hoying goes in the third round. Joe Germain, a really nice college quarterback, fourth round. Not quite big enough. Jim Tressel had a great quarterback who won the Heisman named Troy Smith. And if you remember that Jim Tressel offense from right around then, it was right around the time that the spread option stuff, some of the read option stuff in college football was going. It was a combination passing running offense. The idea that like C.J. Stroud right now is somehow a question mark because he went to Ohio State is really one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. And it just keeps getting spouted over. And again, let's go. You can take it to any other college you want to. I mean, in the 80s, like, boy, Oklahoma doesn't churn out any NFL quarterbacks. Yeah, they run the wishbone, dude. Jamel Holloway is not going to be an NFL quarterback. No kidding. What does that have to do with when Bob Stoops gets in there and they all of a sudden start running the air raid and all of a sudden they got all these quarterbacks who go to the NFL because they can throw the ball and the offense throws the ball. Ryan Day came to Ohio State in 2018. No, he came in 2017 as a QB coach and co-OC. Under Urban Meyer, he had been the Niners QB coach and before that the Eagles QB coach. So, there's some Chip Kelly there, but he goes to that offense. Urban Meyer had, Braxton Miller, JT Barrett. He had Cardale Jones, won the Natty with Cardale Jones. Urban Meyer's offense got changed quite a bit by Ryan Day, who, of course, then had to take over in 2018. All of a sudden, he's the acting head coach. He runs the offense, and he's been there since then. If you want to talk about Ohio State quarterbacks in the NFL, start there, okay? Anything before that means nothing. Like, there's no relevance whatsoever if you run a different system. You have a different head coach. I mean, Notre Dame, back in when Newt Rockne was there, man, they didn't really churn out NFL quarterbacks. Well, the NFL didn't exist. Like it means nothing. What matters is what a particular coach at a school is doing with your offense and then how that works. Like Josh Heupel, for example, right now we're wondering about Tennessee, not because – you could say, well, Peyton Manning was a great NFL quarterback. Maybe that translates to Hendon Hooker. No. what translates for what you do at your school is what you do at your school, which is this Art Briles offense, and that's the question. It has nothing to do with whoever else quarterbacked Tennessee ever in their history. So Dwayne Haskins, Justin Fields, those are the two quarterbacks you can talk about when you talk about does Ohio State produce NFL quarterbacks. There is not another quarterback in the history of the Ohio State University that has any relevance whatsoever to C.J. Stroud. I don't know why people don't get this. I'm probably just melting down because I'm just sick of all the draft talk. But why does this keep coming up?
I got four names I want to throw at you. You ready for this?
Yep.
Matt Mauch, Jamarcus Russell, Zach Mettenberger, Joe Burrow. One of those is a little bit different than the other ones, right?
I'm so glad you brought up Joe Burrow because Joe Burrow could be in the Ohio State.
Exactly.
And they still try to claim him.
Right.
No, exactly. That's there you go. I mean, it's just.
Although Matt Mauch, Titans legend, two games played. There you go. The only two games of his NFL career.
Matt Mauch is a Lansing Lugnuts A-ball legend, too, who I covered in the summer of 1999.
Well,
thank you for bringing
people
him up.
Even say, like, the Alabama part of this, right? Like, the Alabama, can they produce a great quarterback? So, I mean, obviously, they've been the most successful college football program over the past 15 years. And you look at Greg McElroy or A.J. McCarron or Blake Sims or whatever quarterback you want to name. Like, before Tua came along, it was, can they put together a quarterback in the NFL that can be a great NFL quarterback? And now you've got, obviously, Jalen Hurts, who was at Alabama, who finished at Oklahoma. Tua's in the league, and Bryce Young, I think, is getting ready to be drafted number one overall. Like, the Alabama quarterback narrative has been a thing, too. And Alabama, when their offense changed, and it was less, we're going to turn around and hand the ball off to Mark Ingram and Derrick Henry and all these other studs that we have, and they opened it up a little bit, all of a sudden, you see these quarterbacks making it to the NFL.
Which is interesting, too, because it's almost kind of the reverse of what you'd expect. They were more pro-style before, which is supposed to be more translatable. But those guys just weren't good enough. But at least with Alabama over all those years, it's Nick Saban, right? So at least there's some, okay, well, it's his program. What do they do to develop quarterbacks? And it's a fair discussion. Yeah. Then they switch in 2016, I think, really. Jalen Hurts, Nick Saban complains about these tempo offenses, opens it up, tempo, and now they're trying to claim Jalen Hurts, even though, you know, he should probably be claimed by Oklahoma. But Tua, and I guess Mac Jones.
I mean, he did go 26-2 at Alabama, so I guess they can claim some of it.
Yes. But I don't think that he was trending to be an NFL quarterback, right?
No, I don't think so either. Well, and that's why Tua stepped in, because he was the better option at the time. So, but to your point, like the conversation around, and this has always been like we've had this same conversation with Titans and wide receivers, right? Like, well, the Titans have never been able to draft good wide receivers. They've drafted Derek Mason and they've drafted A.J. Brown, and that's it. It's like, well, okay, yes, it's the same organization, but look at how many different people have been in charge throughout that time.
If you have a completely different front office, why does it matter what they did before?
Exactly.
Except, now there is one, there's an exception sometimes, and that is if your ownership is so incompetent that it infects the rest of the organization, and of course I'm talking about the Detroit Lions. Yes, in that case, you can go across all the decades and you can find some common binds of incompetence.
I do want to bring up a point that LD from McMinnville on the text line brought up, going back to our quarterback discussion of should they take one, should they take a piece to build around that the fan base is kind of split on. He says, so what if the pick is someone other than a quarterback in the first round and that player is a bust? It's a crapshoot. All these callers wanting someone that can help now seem sure that the non-QB player drafted will be an instant starter or successful. This is from LD on the text line.
Yep. Sorry, I'm flustered. Kaharski's staring at me right now. No, it's a great point. I mean, if you're not going to take a quarterback, I mean, whoever you take at 11, if it's not the quarterback who's going to sit, then you need instant impact.
Yeah, they need to come in immediately and be ready to go. I mean, that's the way it's got to be, and that has not been the case for the Titans very often over the past few drafts in the first round, and that's got to be the case this time around if you're not going quarterback. 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Do you have something you want to get?
Well, Chuck says, don't you think the competition week in and week out that Ohio State quarterbacks face is important? What are you saying, Chuck? Explain yourself with further texting, Chuck. I mean – You know, most weeks Ohio State plays teams that aren't nearly as talented as them. But okay, that's been the case also for decades. I mean,
well, most weeks so does Alabama and so does Georgia.
Right,
and,
right. You know, so I don't know what you're trying to say. Explain yourself, Chuck.
Coming up next, we'll be joined by Paul Kuharsky from PaulKuharsky.com. He'll be with us for the entire 8 o'clock hour. Looking forward to that and some great NFL draft talk with him. That is next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.